Hello and welcome to The Raised Eyebrow. I am your host, Dave McDowell. This is the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. You guys that are on openpodcast.org are getting a bonus because this is actually a little bit different from the first 5 minutes that I posted on my blog because I was having some technical issues. Still trying to work all this out. It's been an issue. It's been difficult, but we're going to get there. But we are here now, thank God. So, again, a little bit of a format change. I apologize to anybody who did not get my podcast on Friday. I had some issues with it. I will be more than happy to email it to you if you'd like. I actually thought it was one of the best podcasts we've had so far, and unfortunately I just couldn't get it out. But it's a 25 megabyte file, so feel free to email me at davemcdowell@charter.net. I'll be more than happy to email it out to you if you'd like to hear it. Had a great weekend. Spent this weekend with my wife at the Dearborn Hyatt. She surprised me. She would not tell me where we were going until we left, actually. So I almost figured it out, but she wouldn't tell me where we were going, but we spent a very romantic Valentine's Day weekend up at the Dearborn Hyatt. They have a, if you've ever got a chance to go, if those of you that don't live in Michigan, Dearborn is a suburb of Michigan, and they have this, the Hyatt Hotel is actually where we had our wedding dinner at. We actually had a wedding dinner instead of a reception, and we actually spent our wedding night there. Just a beautiful hotel, about 14 stories high, very luxurious, and they did a special occasions package for all us Valentine's people, so got to go out there. Just, it was a really, really good weekend. So that was my weekend. Tell me about yours. Email me, davemcdowell@charter.net. I promised you guys I was going to tell you a little more about how I became Reformed and Charismatic. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I actually wrote this autobiography. It was about a 28-page long autobiography that I wrote for a class, and because I do think that, I mean, you kind of approach this with a little bit of arrogance, not that you want to, but you want to think that your story is someone's going to listen to it, so you write it. So I think it is unique how I've got to where I am. That's why I want to share it, not because I think that my journey is any more special than anybody else's, but it's just who I am and how I got to be where I'm at. So we'll start right now. July 2nd, 1976. Hickory, North Carolina, Catawba Memorial Hospital, I was born. I was born to a Vernon Wayne McDowell, originally of Spartanburg, South Carolina. He was born on November 4, 1927. I know very little of his life, other than he was a member of the National Guard. He somehow ended up in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he was a bus driver. He was married twice. The first one was for several years and resulted in two children. The second lasted only a few months and was annulled. He moved to Hickory and met my mother at Temple Baptist Church in Hickory, North Carolina. My mother was born on March the 3rd, 1947, in North Tazewell, Virginia, and a small town half an hour south of Bluefield, West Virginia. She was born Betty Jean Witten. Her father's name was John Edward, and her mother was Maud Viola. My grandmother's maiden name was Bird. My mother had three brothers, Carl, Jim, and Bill. Carl became a truck driver and married a girl named Martha, and they reside in Martinsville, Virginia. They have two kids, Sherry and Melissa. Both children married and divorced. Melissa remarried and has two kids. Jim married Brenda and became a pastor in the Church of God denomination. The last time I heard, they lived in Richmond, Virginia. They have two kids, Sam and Olivia. Sam is now married and resides in Yadkinville, North Carolina. Bill never married and has struggled off and on with a drinking problem. He still resides in North Tazewell. My parents were married on November 16, 1973. 3 years later, out comes their little bundle of joy. Their only bundle of joy. I was born David Gordon McDowell. That is the first part of my podcast today. I am going to send it to openpodcast.org in two sections since I had some technical issues with the large file the other day. So stick around. There will be more of how I got to be where I'm at right here at Raised Eyebrow. We'll be right back.